Hi, I'm Shai Kariv. Let's take a quick look at some new capabilities we recently added to Azure AD Privileged Identity Management. As a reminder, this service is a premium capability for managing the protection of cloud admin roles, including Office 365 workload-specific admin roles. The core capability is just-in-time and time-bound activation of privileged roles, with on-demand multi-factor authentication optionally gating role activation, and additional monitoring, governing, and otherwise security managing privileged roles. The Security Wizard is a step-by-step guide for assessing and improving your security posture as it relates to privileged roles. First, get some risk assessment done. What privilege roles you're using, how many people in these roles, how many with permanent privileges, and who they are. Second step, take the recommended actions to improve security. For example, remove unnecessary users from privilege roles or make them temporary in those roles. Third step, you can set additional configuration like the activation time window, email notifications, and multi-factor authentication when activating privileged roles, and you can apply them in bulk on multiple roles. Click Submit, and there should be a notification window and a more detailed status in the audit history log. We'll see that later. You can return to the wizard later on for further assessment and tightening of your security posture. In the main dashboard, you can see a snapshot of privileged roles and their use. You can drill into details about privileged roles and users. You can group them by role or by name. You can filter them by attribute. You can add new privileged users and assign them to roles. You can configure settings per specific roles. For example, let's pick on the Exchange Administrator and change specifically this role's settings. Clicking Audit History will give you a list of all historical events, which include everything that happened in the service, including activations, deactivations, and everything else. And right here, you can get stats regarding the privileged roles that are in use, whether they require multi-factor authentication to activate, how many users are active in these roles right now, how many are temporary versus permanent per each role, and color coding indicating security health per role. You can further click each role to see more details specific to that role. For example, if we pick on the Global Administrator, we can see that this role has currently four members in my demo environment here. Security alerts show in the console and may indicate suspicious activities or vulnerabilities in your configuration. The alerts we show are based on best practices and common usage patterns we observe for your tenant and comparatively with other tenants as well. I currently see here six different alerts. For example, let's just take this one that says suspicious activation renewals of privileged roles, and it has high severity. I click on the alert to see more details and who is impacted by this. I can click the Fix button to take a corrective action for the alert, and I can also do that for a specific user by right-clicking that user. I can also click the Dismiss button to make it go away. I can always reactivate it later on. Finally, I can hit the Settings button to configure thresholds for this alert. Lastly, I'd like to give you a taste of a new capability we call Security Reviews. Security Reviews let you run recertification workflows, asking users to reconfirm they still need to be in privileged roles. You can do some basic lifecycle management for reviews, such as seeing which ones are active, delete or export results, and start a new review for privileged roles. To start a new review, you select the role to review, for example, Exchange Administrator in this case. You select who will review, and then you can get going. At this point, email notifications will get sent to people you selected, asking them to take action and confirm they still need privileged roles. Thanks for watching. I hope the new capabilities are useful to you, and I'd love to get your feedback.